This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the underground collision. This time it's called QSO Mayhem here in the desert in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who we have here in this in our makeshift studio lounge. I'm not sure what the background is, but it's as soft as a pillow. This is where we are for the time being. Well, don't worry, we'll be in the other room and we'll have the banner up and all that type of stuff. But anyway, we are with Denise Wymore from Zest AI. Denise, how are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here. Love Nick Cusso. Yeah. Love, love, love.
You know, my favorites.
I've worked with him for 5 years.
Yes, you did.
Love Jack Antonini.
Yeah.
Wonderful career that he's had.
Yep.
So we're going to celebrate
human.
Jack.
Yes. And that, if you guys don't know, Jack is retiring and he's going to go on to the next chapter of his life, which is going to be equally exciting. But we were happy to have him while we had him. So yeah. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm actually doing well, and I'm super excited because 2 years ago at the Underground, remember the one that was filmed? It was kind of the pandemic one. They broadcast it from Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
The Rockstar one,
yeah,
and I was
yeah.
with Gary Perez. Well, at that time, we launched the CU DeNovo Collective. We actually launched the website, so it was 2 years ago at the Underground, and now here we are back at NCUSO. And we're going to have two sessions thanks to Becky Reed. Isn't she amazing?
She's a mover and a shaker for sure.
And does so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But she has coordinated a breakfast and a lunch. The lunch is first. But what we're doing is we're getting, first of all, panel discussion of these small credit unions where they can talk about their issues, really talk about the struggle. 3,000 credit unions are still under $250 million in assets. That's the majority. And we know we lost 181 last year. 83% were due to expanded services. So what the CU DeNovo Collective is really doing is saying, okay, expanded services is why we lose credit unions. Mm-hmm. The QSO model is built for sharing those back offices.
Certainly, yeah.
It's totally built for that. So we've got these two sessions at NCUSO where we're bringing people together. And I've always said NCUSO is one of those conferences where things get done, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that history is going to We're making history,
yep.
because there's a point right now where we can't continue to lose this many credit unions. And as Guy Messick, the QSO guru, is fond of saying, if credit unions go away, QSOs go away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of stuff goes away.
A lot of stuff goes away. Mm-hmm. So the reason I love NCUSO is the people that come here have a cooperative heart and a business mind, right? You combine those two, it's the most beautiful combination, and we've seen it. Mm-hmm. Six cooperative principle, cooperation among cooperatives.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, and yeah. I'm super excited.
Yeah, and we're here, and they set a record for this year's
yes.
NCUSO as well, so even better, yeah.
Yeah, 576 yeah. people, and I think Becky said we have 14 credit unions that are considered small credit unions, like under 100 million, first time ever. We've got, and thank you to Shauna and Jack, because they helped to make that happen mm-hmm. financially mm-hmm. for these credit unions. But, you know, even Sarah Kanipa Bang said it about NCUA. 3,000 credit unions is not the minority, right? That's the majority.
Yeah, she said
that's
the movement.
That's said, the yeah. movement. And we owe it to all the pioneers. I always think about Ed Filene, Roy Bergegren, and all the people who worked so hard 100 plus years ago to start this movement. And I don't want to be part of a history where it goes away,
yeah, yeah.
right? Credit unions yeah. are not going yeah. down on my watch. Yeah.
We should be thriving for sure. Hey, you were also up there on a panel in the Underground Collision, and it was called, you're right on the fold here, Denise, I'm sorry, Relationships and Breakups. So share with me the theme of that that one. Sounds pretty interesting.
We were talking about contracts, right? And you know, one of the keys with technology and with credit unions are entering into contracts. Some are bad contracts. Some people, well, Raj was talking about, because he's from a very large credit union, but being more savvy with the contracts and really holding QSO's feet to the fire to be, you know, more progressive. And we can't just go with the QSO. What he was saying is you can't just go for loyalty with the movement. But he's right, right? But then on the other side, working with all these small credit unions, I found that the kind of the root cause of their failure is being trapped or held hostage by a horrible core processor, 7 to 10 years. And when I talk to them, they're like, that's the only way they could afford to get into. But you see today, what is 10 years from now going to look like?
Nothing like today.
So that's kind of their death sentence, right?
Right.
So we've talked about creating a fund or a kind of a foundation for cutting the cord. We're calling it cutting the cord.
I like that.
Raising money for like credit unions under 100 million, the really micro, that are stuck in bad contracts, to cut the cord, to get them out. Can you imagine them freeing them to now say, okay, what are my options? And we've got a couple CUSO cores. One particular I love, Prodigy, Amber Harson. Mm-hmm. You know, she's done a great job. It's cloud-based. It's affordable. You know, they could get into that contract and get out of the bad contract.
Well, and because obviously we all know, fintech is moving so fast today. I mean, something will be drastically different tomorrow or by the end of this interview, you know, so that you can't be in a contract for 7 to 10 years. It's just, it's not feasible today anymore.
Mm-mm. So the Revolution CUSO idea is actually forming, if you can imagine, a CUSO of CUSOs. Because if you look at, we have, what does she say, 1,200 CUSOs, they're on the rise. We have a lot of CUSOs.
Really?
Yeah.
Many.
Yeah, we have over 1,000 CUSOs. Gosh. And they're all types of CUSOs now. So if we were to get a CUSO that said, okay, here's a small credit union, you need a core, right? Core is key. They have to speak the same language.
Right.
But then let's see what else you need. You need card services, right? You need a call center. You need plastic cards. Mm-hmm. If we could get a CUSO of CUSOs that runs, kind of aggregates the best of the best, and it's not going to be a return CUSO. It's not like, invest in this CUSO and you're going to make a lot of money. It's going to be the invest in this CUSO because you're investing in the future of the credit union movement.
Right.
That's
right.
What we're really here with the Revolution CUSO to ask of the movement.
Well, and the whole industry wins when you do something like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm super excited to be here.
Good. Well, that was a great panel up there, by the way. So yeah, it was really, really good. I think all the panels up there were spot on, as usual, because Sue Mitchell puts on an amazing job. All right. Well, anything else?
No, but it's
Denise
so great
Weimar.
To see you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for all your coverage with credit union movement, because you really are important to
thank
the movement
you.
And educating people. Mm-hmm. And whenever I see a Mike video pop up in social media, it's like, you're kind of like the perfect news channel, if you think.
Well, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm always so glad to see you.
Well, thank you. I mean, my feelings are likewise as well, Denise, because you are definitely, like Becky Reed, you are a mover and a shaker in this industry, because when you talk, people really listen. So, and that goes back to a commercial back in the day that I'm not going to say it. But yeah, so yeah, that guy. But yeah, thank you so much for doing what you do for the industry. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.